I'll be talking about how to implement a NUMA friendly stack using delegation and elimination. And this is joint work with Justin Gottlieb and Morris Herlihy. So first of all, why do we need to optimize data structures for NUMA systems? Well, that's mainly because systems are getting bigger and bigger with more cores on a chip and more chips in a system. And they're also getting more heterogeneous and more non-uniform memory access. So it takes more time to access memory that is not local to a core than it takes to access the local memory. And the main problem with software and data structures in particular right now is that they are designed to work for systems that look like this. They think that every core can access every part of the memory and it takes the same amount of time. But that's not true, and the systems really are starting to look more like this. Cores and chips in particular have their own local memory, and the whole system is connected by an interconnect that is much slower to access remote memory than local memory. Moreover, the bandwidth of the interconnect is growing at a much lower rate than the size of the system, so then we see software that is ported from uniform memory access machines to non-uniform memory access machines perform horribly, even though we have much more capacity for parallelism. And a similar structure to this, we notice in caches as well, because each chip has a shared last level cache. So if they can access data directly from cache, then that's much faster than going to remote memory or even local memory. So this is an overview of my talk. I started by talking why we need NUMA data structures in the first place, and then I'm going to present a few algorithms that we looked at and talk about the results. So the first thing that we looked at was delegation, which is a method that is already out there, and it mainly consists of asking a server thread to do something for another thread. So the server thread is the only thread that can access a sequential stack, and the stack will be located in the local memory of that thread. And most of the time, if the stack is not too big, then it will actually reside in its cache. And then the clients can be all over the system, and all they have to do is send a request to the server thread to push or pop an element to the stack. And how is this implemented? So each NUMA node has a bunch of slots, and multiple clients share a single slot on the same NUMA node. So therefore, they have to grab a lock on this lock in order to be able to use it, and then they can post a message there requesting the server to perform an operation. And then the server goes and loops throughout all the slots in order to find the messages. It performs the operation on the sequential stack, and then it puts back the response of the operation, which could be a simple, okay, I succeeded this the push operation, or this is the result of the pop operation. Now, completely independently from the delegation method, we also looked at the elimination method, which is also something existent in the literature. And this is a way to cancel out operations that are opposite. So for example, a pop operation is the opposite of a push operation. So if we perform two opposite operations, one next to each other, then it's the same result as if we never performed these operations. Therefore, they can be eliminated without ever having to access the parallel stack. However, if we have this situation here where a push meets a push operation in an elimination array in the same slot, then this operation will have to access the underlying parallel stack. And finally, if we have the situation where the operations have been waiting for a while in the elimination array, then they have to time out and still access the parallel stack. And rendezvous is a sort of elimination, sort of optimized elimination form, where instead of an elimination array, we used a circular queue that is that can grow or shrink in size given how many threads access it at any time. And this is great, but doesn't work well on NUMA systems because the elimination array is usually a single global structure. And it has to move between the caches, the different caches of the NUMA nodes in the system. So the first thing that we tried was to create a local version of the rendezvous method. And what we did was to duplicate the elimination structure and place one of those structures on each NUMA node. So then the threads on each node can eliminate locally, and then if they fail, they still have to go access the parallel stack. However, we realized that we can do even better than that, and the next thing we tried was to do both delegation and elimination. And the way we did this, we first have an elimination structure that all threads from all the NUMA nodes access, and then if that fails, then we delegate the message using delegation to the server thread to perform it on the sequential stack. However, we've seen that for NUMA, locality is very important. So again, we use local elimination and delegation. So we have an elimination structure on each of the NUMA nodes so that that will always be in the cache of the NUMA node where the threads are located. So we can perform local elimination, and if that fails, then we can still delegate the message to the server thread that will perform it on the stack. And so these are the results that we obtained. First, we looked at the effect of elimination, and you can see the red line is a NUMA stack with delegation. So that's just a sequential stack on which we add delegation on top of it. Then the blue line is delegation and elimination, but that's with just one global structure. And finally, the green line is using delegation and local elimination. And we looked at that for both 50% push and 50% pop operation, but also for 90% push and 10% pop. Because in this case, in the second case, we don't have that much potential for elimination. Yet we can see that the results are much better even in that case for elimination, because we do that 10% elimination, and then we use to take advantage of the locality, not only of the elimination structure, but also of the delegation method. Next, we looked at the effect of the delegation method, and for that, we compared two stacks from the previous slide, which are the local elimination, the red line over here, and the global elimination, which is the green line over here. And we compare that to the rendezvous method, which is the blue line, so it's slightly worse than our global elimination. And then our version of the local rendezvous, which is the line over here, just slightly worse than the local elimination. And even though they're very similar at 50-50, we can see that at 90-10% scalability is the local rendezvous is losing scalability here about 100 threads, while our method still continues to be scalable. And this is throughput, by the way, so higher is better. Okay. And then finally, we looked at how it performs with more traditional methods, such as the lock-free stack, and we can see that that's way over here, so that's not scalable at all on NUMA systems. And we also compare with flat combining, which is also something very. Yes?
Question. So it seems like NUMA sort of exaggerates the effects of not having good locality.
Yes.
But have you tried this on non-NUMA based systems just to see what happens? Because it seems like you should still get a pretty big burst of improvements in some of your approach.
From delegation or from elimination?
Both. I mean, but I think it would be interesting to understand, you know, how these work in non-Newman architectures.
Yeah, I think the advantage from delegation is noticeable on NUMA systems, but less so on non-NUMA systems. Elimination performs really well on non-NUMA systems already, and that's prior work. I don't have results in the paper for non-NUMA systems, but yes, I tried it, and that's pretty much what I noticed. And it's mainly because if you have only one NUMA chip, then direct access is probably better because everything will already be in the last level cache. If you have a more distributed system, or like a system without uniform memory access, but still with distributed caches, then yes, you might still notice the benefit from delegation. Okay, so yeah, and flat combining is a method that is similar to delegation, but it pretty much chooses thread out of the threads that are currently executing. And the problem with this is that it doesn't really maintain locality. So even though in our results here, flat combining performs similar with delegation, we think that on a bigger system with more NUMA nodes, we would notice an bigger improvement from delegation and elimination than the flat combining method. Okay, so what are the advantages of this method? First of all, memory and cache locality for both elimination and actual access to the stack, and then reduce bus traffic because all the structures remain local in the cache, and even if they're not small enough to fit in the cache, they can be allocated in the local memory of each NUMA node. And finally, we increase the parallelism using elimination. For the drawbacks, we think the communication cost between clients and the server thread could be a drawback, but what we notice from the results is that this is really insignificant compared to the benefits that it brings. And then we serialize an otherwise parallel data structure, but in this case, we still reintroduce parallelism using elimination. And finally, as we noticed on the graphs as well, the opportunities for elimination decrease as the workloads are more unbalanced. And this work explored a NUMA-friendly stack, but there are still open questions left out there. For example, we're wondering if there are other data structures that could benefit from the same approach using delegation and elimination, and also are there data structures that don't benefit from this approach that would work better with direct access all the time? And if that's the case, then what should we do to make those data structures more NUMA-friendly? Okay. Questions? Okay, so this is, I made a graph with the coefficient of variation, which I think is somehow a measure of fairness in the system. And indeed, if we look just at delegation by itself, you can see that it's highly unfair. But if you look at delegation and elimination together, then because you have this parallelism introduced by elimination, the unfairness level goes down a lot because everything occurs in parallel. This elimination pretty much doesn't depend on the server thread anymore. And if we have, let's say, 100% operations of one type, so you have to use only delegation, then yes, that will probably be more unfair than other types of, like direct access, for example. But you can't guarantee with direct access either that you get complete fairness out of a CAS, for example. in the log-free stack.
Well, another point here might be similar to the previous talk. Fairness might be overrated.
Yeah. So I think, especially in NUMA systems, if you give up a little bit of fairness, if you give up complete first-in, first-out order, then you can achieve way better results. So if there are only...
Can you rephrase the question?
Yeah, I'm not sure I even heard it, so I was trying to. So.
The question was, if you have pushes on one board, and pops happen on another board, how would that happen?
No, sorry.
Yeah.
We got node 8 has a whole pile of pushes and pops happen. They're matched, so they don't go, they don't allocate. They just stay with their local denomination.
Yeah.
On node B, have a single pop. Okay. Presumably that single pop would never get anything, which might be okay. I just want to clarify my understanding.
Yeah, that single pop will wait, time out, and then delegate the operation to the server thread.
Okay. And if the server thread, suppose that it's running on the server thread. In other words, the server thread has a single pop waiting.
It wouldn't return false. It would just wait for the server thread to pick it up and perform it on the data structure. Was that the question?
Okay, so
the server thread goes through all the slots. It never forgets about any NUMA node. So elimination works on each thread, but at some point, so elimination works on each NUMA node independently. So as you said, if I have a single pop on one NUMA node, that single pop will never eliminate. But at the end of elimination, if it fails, then that thread will time out, and it will request from the server thread to add its operation to the data structure. So the server thread will see that message and will perform a pop operation on the sequential data structure that it is in charge of, and then return the result to that pop operation. Does that answer your question?
I don't think so, but
okay, sure. You must have misunderstood the question.
So, I mean, it seems what people in the audience are grasping at in terms of questions are, it appears that you have weakened some aspect of the semantics of the stack. Because if it had been one stack, I mean, I think it's totally fine what you're doing. You're essentially assuming there's no global ordering on the operations, right? So if it's distributed and everybody is sort of operating at their own pace, then you kind of are saying, well, it's okay if they starve and they never see any of the updates from anybody else because somebody is making progress, right? But you could have this, I mean, it comes back to fairness, it comes back to all this, but that seems to be something you're exploiting that makes this work.
Yes, we still maintain stack ordering, though, because that operation, that thread is still waiting for the operation, and the stack is still linearizable.
Right.
But yes, it could starve only if it doesn't manage to get the lock on the slot. But because the server always goes through all the slots in order, so if it stops at the third slot, then it starts from the third slot. And it won't starve as long as it's able to get the slot.
Right, but I think that the point that's being made, if I'm hopefully understanding the question, is that the eliminations, if imagine everybody has perfectly balanced pushes and pops except for one thread. And one thread is sitting there saying pop. And that guy is screwed, right? Because all the other ones are going push pop, push pop, push pop, and they're all eliminating locally, and none of the effects will ever appear in the to the server. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you mean that it will just, if the stack is empty?
So there's, so the thing is that none of those pushes ever become visible. So the guy, the one guy who has the pop, that he, you know, he issued the pop in 1995, and he's still waiting, right? Because he's never, ever going to make any progress, because everybody else is constantly pushing stuff and popping it right back off,
yeah,
and
so
never making it visible.
If the stack is empty, you mean?
That's what happens. That's
yeah.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank our speaker.